I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Sometimes in life, we learn remarkably important lessons from unlikely sources. Perhaps a passing comment from a taxi cab driver that resonates in profound ways. An eye-opening anecdote shared by the stranger in the adjacent airplane seat. Or the spur-of-the-moment comment made by the new neighbor who's out walking her dog as we're weeding the garden. Isn't it wonderful how these surprise moments in our lives have the capacity to teach us true life lessons? And that's what happened to this week's essayist, Jill Fitzenmaier.
8-year-old Robert and I sat together during our last psychotherapy session. He started coming to therapy to talk about his mother's grave illness. He was mostly shut down, and we spent a lot of time talking about what feelings are and how it's okay to have them. When his mother died, he and his brother had to move down south to live with family they had never met. But in our last meeting, when I was supposed to be the strong, caring therapist helping a vulnerable child cope with loss and change, it was Robert who gave me a hug at the door and said, "Don't worry, Miss Jill. It'll be okay. Just don't forget me. Don't forget me, Robert." It was one of the most empathic exchanges I've ever had. I believe in empathy. Empathy is one of those qualities that is powerful, both in its presence and in its absence. Empathy, the ability to understand another person's feelings or situations, is a cornerstone of psychotherapy. As a psychologist, I employ empathy to establish trusting relationships with individual clients or the nonprofits with which I work. But I also find that empathy seeps into other areas of my life as well, sometimes in inconvenient ways. For example, I am a world-class crier at sad movies, even when I know what's coming. Titanic was an epic movie crying experience for me. The absence of empathy is also noticeable. When I'm tired or distracted, empathy does not come easily. When I'm not listening well in any work or personal interaction, empathy is elusive, and those interactions end up feeling hollow, without the texture that emotional connections bring to our relationships. Those of us who are overscheduled in managing the demands of work and family may have lots of transactional conversations that convey factual information, but not deeply meaningful emotional information. For me, the emotional information that comes through empathy is essential. It helps me to understand motive, appreciate nuance, and even enables me to respect my own moments of indecision. Now, I understand that empathy is not a particularly sexy quality. There's little that resembles empathy in today's media or politics. In business settings, empathy could be construed as personal weakness or emotional self-absorption. But I believe that empathy is exactly what is needed in business and politics. Imagine if we had leaders who would really understand the emotions and situations of others. Imagine that empathy could be a tool to help create genuine social bonds that could potentially lead to social change. That possibility is what makes me believe in empathy. That and the extraordinary empathy of a little boy I will never forget.
Jill Fitzenmaier is Vice President for the Initiative for Nonprofit Excellence at the Rhode Island Foundation. A licensed psychologist, she also works with adults in private practice. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.